At long last, history has been made with Senator George Oponwia pronounced by the Liberian Electoral Commission as the 25th president of that country. With nearly all ballots from Tuesday's runoff counted, Mr. Weah, the renowned international footballer, is well ahead of his opponent, Joseph Boakai, with more than 61% of the vote. Mr. Boakai, the outgoing vice president, has a little over 38%. Mr. Weah will officially take over from the outgoing president, Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, after he has been inaugurated early next year. Mr. Weah led in the general election, which featured about 20 candidates and had 38.4% of the votes, beating his closest challenger, Vice President Joseph Boakai, who had 28.8%. He could not, however, win the presidency because he did not make the required 50% votes, necessitating the runoff with Mr. Boakai. This time round, Mr. Weah made it, winning convincingly that nothing can stop him from being given the mantle of leadership. This is not the first time Mr. Weah is running for the presidency. He contested and lost the seat in 2005 against a more experienced Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who had served as Deputy Minister of Finance in President William Talbot's regime, Finance Minister under Samuel Doe's regime, and had held positions at Citibank, the World Bank, and the United Nations. Critics pointed to Mr. Weah's poor educational background and acquisition of dual citizenship while playing his football in Paris Saint-Germain. But today, Mr. Weah holds a master's degree in public administration. He surprisingly won the election, getting 28.3% of the vote. This qualified him to compete in a runoff against Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the second-placed candidate. However, he lost the runoff to Mrs. Sirleaf, getting only 40.6% of the vote to 59.4% for Mrs. Sirleaf. Mr. Weah alleged that the election had been rigged through voter intimidation and ballot tampering. Now that the voters have spoken loud and clear, Mr. Weah, after his inauguration, must hit the ground running to put the Liberian economy on a sound footing. He must bring on board all the leading political parties and prominent citizens to form a government of national unity. He must eschew the winner-takes-all policy so as to get the cream of Liberians in his government. President-elect George Weah must take a cue from developments in other West African states and desist from removing wholesale officials appointed by the previous administration and replacing them with his appointees. This does not augur well for national progress and unity. With majority of the youth on his side, Mr. Weah must be strategic in finding an antidote to the unemployment problem in his country and tackle it head-on. As a former international football star and the only African to have won FIFA's World Player of the Year and Ballon d'Or, he must help to groom the Liberian national team to achieve greater heights. This is where the country has comparative advantage. Football today is a gold mine globally, and Mr. Weah must not leave it to chance. To Vice President Boakai, he must quickly concede defeat and congratulate Mr. Weah on his well-deserved victory. It was obvious he was not on good terms with his boss, Mrs. Johnson Sirleaf. Hence, Mrs. Sirleaf's support for Mr. Weah during the electioneering. Whatever it is, there is no need crying over spilled milk. He must cooperate with the new leader to move Liberia forward. We say ayiko to both victor and vanquished in the election. Liberia is the winner. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6, and I quote, "I planted the seed, Apollo watered it, but God gave the increase."
News commentary looked at George Weah's victory in Liberia's presidential runoff. The script was by Justice Mingle, a journalist, and presented by Tei Kitche.